Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At 401-737-1287, Southern New England's sports original, 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordeschi and Coit on WEEI, 401-737-1287, the phone number. We started it off with some Patriots talk this morning. We do have other things we will get to throughout the course of the morning. Bruins and Celtics still playing just great.
Great day
hockey
yesterday.
And basketball, respectively. I mean, oh my goodness.
Yeah, great day yesterday.
And, if you're a season ticket holder or a fan that pays to go see them at TD Garden, they don't lose there. I mean, I think they have one loss combined between the two of them. The Celtics loss. I think the Cleveland, was that it?
Overtime loss against Cleveland. Yeah, I mean, 19-1. They're 19-1 combined. 12 straight wins for the Bruins.
NHL record?
Yep.
The Celtics, I was watching last night, and they were down in the third quarter by like 5 or 6 points, and all of a sudden, they just said, you know what? They flipped the switch. They went on a run.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Like, they just put the game away.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we're going to get serious now. And ironically, too, they did it with they brought Peyton Pritchard off the bench. He gave them a nice little spark.
Peyton Pritchard and Luke Kornet were the two guys they brought.
Yep.
But Tatum, I mean, the guy I think right now is a leading candidate for MVP in the NBA.
I agree.
He's been fabulous. He really has. Even on off nights, this is the sign when you know you've got a guy. Even on off nights, either he'll make a big shot late or he'll set other guys up or he'll do other things to affect the game. It's the sign of a great, great player. But he really, there's that first layup that he had where he got fouled. It was early in the first quarter. I can't remember who it was that he backed off going to the hoop. I think maybe it was Herter or something like that. It was effortless, Scott. It was effortless. His reaction to it was effortless. It's like, oh, this guy he's in his bag right now. It's awesome.
We got some early returns on our local college basketball teams. Oh, how about this? I put this out on, I think, Twitter or Facebook. How much does Villanova miss Jay Wright?
Oh. They said it.
Not just Villanova. It's the Big East Conference.
Yeah.
Because you say what you want. But Villanova was the flagship for this conference because they were the one team that consistently competed at a high level on the national stage, and they're no longer that. Now, this year, Creighton is very good. I think
really
UConn
good.
Is very good. To be honest with you, I know a lot of people, a lot of Friar fans, you know, can Cooley and the Friars be the team that fills that void if Villanova slips? I don't think so. I think that team is UConn. I think if there's a team that's going to fill the void left by the national prominence of Villanova basketball, I think it is the UConn Huskies.
Could be. Could be. But I think the point with Providence is just, can they consistently be one of those teams that's in the Big East that says, okay, we're going to get to the tournament, we're going to be in the top half of the conference, we're going to compete and get to second weekend's NCAA tournament here, you know, every year, two, three, whatever it is. Early on, they're having some growing pains, Providence. They're having some growing pains. They're trying to figure out some consistency here. I think the Mohegan Sun weekend was humbling for them. There's clearly some things defensively that they need to figure out. They had a 13-point lead against St. Louis, and they didn't hold on to it. And maybe St. Louis, good team.
I know Friar fans, and rightfully so, were a little disappointed with the officiating too. And I give Ed a lot of credit. He took the high road in this post-game press conference.
He did. He was good because our buddy Bill Koch from the Providence Journal, he heard Cooley kind of let out his frustration before he got to the post-game press conference.
Yep.
He was mad.
Yep.
But that's one of those cases where we were talking about the Patriots game and the officiating. I've been on the officiating with that this morning because it was a list of bad calls that you're like, okay.
Well, it's not knowing the rule, too. That's inexcusable for an official.
When it comes down to a game like Providence, that's the perfect example, Scott, of, Okay, so they don't call a foul there on that last drive, you know, with Jared Bynum. Fine, you can be upset for the moment. You had a 13-point lead against St. Louis, and you gave it away in the second half. There were several, several plays where it didn't come down to that one call.
Yep.
There were things that you did that affected the game that led to that. You say, okay, and I think Friar fans, you know, credit to them, they were like, you know, sure, that call, we should have gotten the call, maybe got the whistle, whatever. We had a 13-point lead. You have to hold on to it. So clearly they're looking for some things. They're still gelling together. And I expected this, Scott, with the Friars. I expected the growing pains. I did. You're not going to get last year. Last year was a perfect storm, an older team that brought in veteran transfers. Like, it all came together. Sometimes that happens. And it was a great year as a special year. I still think that this team can be really good. But there's more growing pains to it. There's younger guys that you brought in as transfers, right? Bryce Hopkins is not, it's not like he's a grad transfer. He's a sophomore. You know, the guy like Devin Carter jumps out of the gym, athletic as heck. He's a younger guy too. Like, there's guys that you brought in that it all has to mesh together. So give it time, patience. I think the worrisome thing, I think, probably for the coaching staff is that Big East play is not too far away. It's only a few weeks away. It comes up much faster than you think now. Yeah. I have confidence they'll figure it out. As long as Ed Cooley has his team playing to its peak toward the end of February into March, which typically happens, that's a typical Ed Cooley Providence year,
yep,
then you're going to be fine. You got time.
I would agree. If I had to look at or rate the teams in terms of their early season performance, I would say that Bryant looks very good.
Yeah, they do.
Providence, so-so. Brown and URI are struggling right now. And that's how I would rate the teams. Now, with that said, I agree with you. I think PC is probably going to figure it out.
Yep.
And I think, you know, come Big East time, and, you know, hopefully they make a run in the conference and are in position to be one of the top four or five teams in the Big East to get, at the very least, an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. Bryant's got a big game today. They can win that game at Syracuse. No, I'm serious.
I know.
They can beat the Orange. I mean, Jim Boeheim and the Orange, that program has slipped in recent years. That is a winnable game. They lost by a point a couple of years ago up at the Carrier Dome.
Oh, believe me, I remember that we talked about the post-game press conference on Zoom and Jared's comments.
I will give Jim Boeheim credit for something that Ed Cooley and the Friars won't do, and that is for scheduling, Brian.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
You say what you want. Syracuse has slipped, but not afraid to play a program like Bryant.
I agree.
So I give the Orange credit for that. Bryant can win that game. The reason they might not, and I know Colgate popped Syracuse for the second straight year, is because Bryant's a less disciplined team than, like, Colgate is skilled and very disciplined.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe not being quite as disciplined might hurt them against a team like Syracuse. But we'll see. Bryant can win that game.
Well, you know what? You know what's good about Bryant right now? And of the four teams, I think they're the one team that I can say they, Scott, early on this season, they have an identity. That you know who Bryant is. You just sort of hinted at it. Like, you know what Bryant can do. You know what their skill set is. Like, and the players know it too. And that's important.
Okay. I don't want to go overboard on Bryant for two reasons. A, that, you know, they beat up on a Division III school, Thomas College.
Oh,
They're also, have they played two? I know that the Maine Fort Kent one got canceled because Maine Fort Kent didn't have enough players or the injuries or whatever.
Yeah. They played Thomas and that was it. They got a couple nice wins on the road, actually, with this Florida trip, going to Florida International, winning there.
Do you know that Bryant, I think Bryant took credit for that win against Maine Fort Kent, right? As I think on their website, it has that as a win.
I didn't look.
But I'm not going to go overboard on Bryant. I think early returns, though, they look good. Brown and URI are struggling, right? I think it's going to take Archie Miller a few years to get the players in there that he needs, but that's not a great team right now. They are not good offensively. They're not a good shooting team. And then Brown, I think, is dealing with size issues. Mm-hmm. They've lost size and experience. A, they're young, and B, they're not that big, right? When you lose guys like Ganey and Cho, those are just huge losses.
Yeah.
And even though Nana Usuwanani is a good big man, and I like Kalu Anya, their freshman too. I think they're a little undersized right now, which is hurting them a little bit.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to find a way to kind of work their way through that issue and see how they can cover up for that, I guess, a little bit defensively.
You're already, I think, seeing it with the way that they want to shoot and the way that they want to play with pace. That's why I asked in the post game, I asked Mike Martin about just the pace that they want to play with at points in the game and balancing that with, because when you try to play with pace, you know what can happen. You can turn the ball over. You can speed up, that sort of thing. And it's a balancing
act. Issue. Turnovers have been an issue early in the season, and free throws have been a huge issue for them.
Yeah, that's got to clean up.
They're out of 352 Division I college teams, they're 351st in free throw percentage.
Oh, man. Oof. Yeah, that's got to clean up. But they'll find it. They are a team that can shoot, and that's going to help them at some point in the season. Mike Martin's very confident in that, and he should be. There's times where you look at it and you say, wow, okay, these guys can knock down shots. On URI, I want to say this because I was just like, I was kind of shaking my head because I'm like, come on, guys. So they lose the first two games down there in the Cayman Islands, right? I look on Twitter, and there were Rhode Island fans or URI fans that were like frustrated with the fact that they were losing those games. I'm like, if you can't look at this year, first year under a new head coach and revamping the whole program and the roster and the culture, if you have any sort of expectations for them going far, anything like that, that's your problem. Like, come on now. A year like this, you got to give Archie and his staff time.
It's so sad, but it's the world we live in today.
Oh, it's horrible.
Everybody lacks patience.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
awful. There were people
awful.
Like, I'm looking on Twitter, I'm seeing like, Archie, he's got to prove himself again. You know, he did good at Dayton, but Indiana, whatever. I'm like, what do you mean? The guy knows what he's doing. The guy knows what he's doing. Case for Exhibit A, he sits the guy that we all on this roster probably expect to be one of, if not his best player in Breon Freeman, who was an all AA-10 guard at George Washington, right? He sits him against Stony Brook, and he says all the right things in the pregame, postgame, and saying, like, look, I think he needed to reset and recharge and refresh. He was playing too fast. He was playing out of himself. We got to get this guy right if we're going to have any sort of success here the next couple of years. So he sits him against Stony Brook. Guess what happens down at the Cayman Islands? The guy starts scoring again. The guy starts playing well again. So guess what? Archie pushed the right buttons.
Yep.
And to me, that tells his players, oh, this is a coach that knows what the heck he's doing. So if you're a Rhodey fan, this is a rebuild, okay? It's a rebuild. Give it time. Take the positives out of whatever happens down there. They beat Illinois State in the last game down there. That's a great positive. They played well. Take the positives this year. You want it to go on an upward trajectory, and that's the point.
Yeah, and to finish your thought on Rhode Island, so Geno Ford, the head coach at Stony Brook, they played at Brown two nights later.
Yeah.
And I had a nice conversation with him before the game against Brown, and I said, Coach, I watched your game against Rhodey two nights ago with your 2-3 zone. It looks like you were daring Rhode Island to shoot threes because they're not a great shooting team. He said, you are 100% right. He said, I think Archie Miller is a great coach, and I wouldn't be surprised if in 2 to 3 years, URI is a top 25 program. I have that much respect for him, he says, but right now, they are not a good offensive team.
No.
And he said, honestly, he said, I'm more worried about what Brown is going to do against our zone than I was URI. He said, tonight, I just want to be in the game, meaning the Brown game, with 5 minutes to go and have a chance to win it. He just said, URI right now just doesn't have the talent that Archie Miller needs to win at a high level there. So, and then that was his honest assessment.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? But he has a ton of respect and knows what Archie Miller is capable of.
It's going to take time. So be patient there. But, like you said, I think the two teams that we're looking at and saying this year, okay, they can do some things, is Providence, who I think will figure things out as time goes on here, and Bryant, who, in America East, once they get to play, some of the teams there, I think they've established their identity. They know who they are. They know what the talent that they have there. And, I've been really impressed with the fact that they have a guy like Earl Timberlake on their roster. That's a guy that's not an America East sort of talent, Scott.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
This is a guy that was at Memphis. Like, that guy jumps out of the gym, and to have him in that program, that's a credit to the recruiting and bringing him in. So Bryant's going to have different guys that get it done. They had Doug Eddard down in Florida, had a game where he had 7 3-pointers. Like, when Doug Eddard's shooting 7 threes, it's going to be really tough to beat them. So, it's, credit to them for figuring things out there very quickly. I think it's setting up to be a really fun week next week with Brown going to Bryant on December 2nd, Friday, and then PC going to URI next Saturday, the 3rd. That's going to be really fun. I love that. It's sort of rivalry week here. That's
all right. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we will get back to your Patriots, your football calls. If you want to talk Celtics, Bruins, local college basketball, we certainly welcome those calls as well. 401-737-1287, the phone number. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
The wait is over at Girard Nissan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.